Earlier today, the Tshwane Mayor, Celia Brunk, had a press conference around the situation in Hammanskraal regarding water, hosted by the National Press Club today. This, of course, is on the back of yesterday's visit to Hammanskraal by President Cyril Ramaphosa. And yesterday I was asking for the collective term for cabinet ministers. I got some interesting suggestions on social media, like a corruption of cabinet ministers. Somebody said an enema of cabinet ministers. I don't think any of that's particularly respectful. But be that as it may, the president visited Hammanskraal yesterday. Today, the Tshwane mayor has been having a press conference. He has rejected claims that the DA is neglecting townships in the metro. He's also been responding to some suggestions from the president that this was about the municipality, that it hadn't implemented what it should have been doing around Rooiwal. And the mayor, according to reports, blaming the ANC-led government for the failures in Hammanskraal. Well, let's speak now to the Tshwane mayor, Celia Brunk. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time.
Hi, Mandy. It's good to talk to you.
I have been full of praise for you and Senzo Mkunu, the Water Affairs Minister, for what certainly appears like your ability to work together. You seem to be meeting. You've been having press conferences together. And now in the last 2 days, it does seem like this is now being reduced again to party politics. Is that a fair assessment?
No. And I've not at all blamed the ANC or finger-pointed. I've admitted that successive administrations in Tshwane, including my own party and my own coalition, have failed on the issue of Rooiwal and the quality of Hammanskraal water. I think there's a historical issue. If some of these upgrades had been done in the 2000s, the problem that we face now would have been much easier and much more affordable to solve. But I think that successive administrations in different spheres of government have failed, and to the extent that I have provided context to that failure and why a change of government didn't fix the problem, certainly politics does play a part, but there's no finger-pointing or blaming in the statements that I've made.
Because it really it isn't an easy out. And I think that maybe your view is the reporting on this. It's easy for the ANC to blame the DA and the DA to blame the ANC. And you've made it clear that you don't want this kind of finger pointing. What's your experience been like of working with the Water Minister and of the President visiting Hammanskraal yesterday? Do you feel like progress is being made?
Yes, the partnership announced last week involves the City of Tshwane, the Department of Water and Sanitation, National Treasury, and course, the DBSA, who we hope would be the implementing agent to finally upgrade a Rooiwal wastewater treatment plant. And it's that plant that's the source of the poor quality of water and the delay in upgrading that plant. And although, I mean, we're still to source a significant chunk of the capital needed, our initial outlay as a city is $450 million over the next financial year. But we're going to depend a great deal on that partnership that I've just described to give us the assistance to source the further capital so we can start the upgrades in the meantime. But I think it's significant that we're working together for the first time in a long time. My relationship with the minister is very good. I find him to be collegial, to be supportive. I am thankful that it is him and not some of his predecessors. And he said the same thing to me. So I mean, that's there you have it. But the point is to take responsibility for solving the problem. There's been a massive breach of trust in Hammanskraal and with wastewater in particular. And if we can work together instead of against each other, that's the best possible solution we have to solving the problem.
And is this resolvable, do you believe, in the short time? We know that this is an ongoing problem. It's been around for you know, a decade. Is it resolvable in the short term? You know, if you are a resident of Hammanskraal, is there a glimmer of hope here?
Yes. So we've got to be very careful in making promises that this is going to be solved overnight, because that's just going to deepen the breach of trust. But there are things operationally that can be done at Rooiwal, such as the installation of belt presses, improving the management of the facility that will immediately solve the problem. Well, not solve much of the problem, but improve the quality of the effluent that is then released into the Arpies River. As part of the partnership, between Tshwane and the Department of Water and Sanitation. They've committed to building what they call a package plant at the Mahalis system at Klipdrift. So Hammanskraal is serviced by Rand Water, by Mahalis Water, and then by Tshwane. And what they want to do with a package plant in the next few months is to channel water from Mahalis to the Temba system and then shut Temba down so that Rooiwal can be upgraded. Mm. So we'll look carefully at that solution, but if it can be implemented, it will exclude the water tankers, which are obviously very undesirable semi-permanent right. aspect of this whole situation.
Mayor, thank you very much. Celia Brink, the Tshwane Mayor, speaking to us there following the meeting with the President yesterday and various cabinet ministers as well, adamant that there is no finger pointing, there is no blaming. It is easy to reduce this to a political issue between different political parties. What is your sense of that? What is your reaction to that? Let me know what you think.